Palestinians hope that one day East Jerusalem will be the capital of a Palestinian state, but Israel has established Jewish settlements in and around East Jerusalem, and the settlements have good municipal services, great schools, and high property values. Recently, Arab families have begun moving into these neighborhoods, and as the world's Aaron Schachter reports, some Jewish residents are not exactly rolling out the welcome mat.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu recently said that Jerusalem is a city for all its residents, Jewish and non-Jewish alike. Jamal Nache is taking that statement literally. He's a Palestinian realtor who's been selling homes to Palestinians in the newer Jewish neighborhoods around Jerusalem.
We have many problems in our neighborhoods, you know, in Beit Hanina and Shafat. We go sometimes to settlement to buy there because this is the only choice for us, not because they like to go there.
It's often the only choice because the cost of real estate in Arab neighborhoods can be double what it would be in similar Jewish ones. In addition to the financial aspect of moving into Jewish neighborhoods, there's the political one. Nache calls it a kind of payback. The communities are technically settlements, since they're on land Israel annexed after the 1967 war. Palestinians want this land as part of the capital of their future state. So moving Arabs in, Nache says, might make it harder for Jerusalem to be split along ethnic lines, with Jewish neighborhoods going to Israel, Arab neighborhoods to Palestine.
We feel proud even sometimes to sell a Palestinian in the settlement. But from both sides, they dislike it, you know. The Orthodox Jews, they hate the idea of having Palestinians living as neighbor. And on the other hand, the Palestinians, they prefer to go to where they have their people, you know, living, because we're living in a Jewish state.
It isn't just the Orthodox who are uncomfortable with Arab neighbors. Here are some opinions from the Pisgat Ze'ev Mall. It's in a Jewish neighborhood in East Jerusalem, on the edge of the West Bank.
Third of the custom, they come here, they're Arab. It's good for me. But all the people here, it's very difficult that Arab live in the Jews in the same building.
It's a dilemma because, you know, I'm not sure they don't bring violence here into the neighborhood.
Whatever they want, they get. If they want to come to live here, it's happened. But if I only think to go to live in Ramallah or in Jenin, they will kill me. Tell you the truth, I don't believe in peace.
Another woman worries that her teenage daughter might take up with a Palestinian boy. I live in Israel so she can meet other Jews, she says. Still others worry what might happen to their property values if Arabs move in. But not everyone is so pessimistic.
I'm still fixing the electricity and the carpenter wood.
Yeah. When did you move in?
I 1 month.
Samih Bashir came from the Jerusalem Municipal Court, where he works as a lawyer, to meet me at his new house in French Hill. This is another Jerusalem neighborhood annexed by Israel after 1967. Bashir is an Arab Israeli, but he says he feels welcome here. The Hebrew University, his alma mater, is in French Hill. The European Union has offices here, as do other international organizations.
The neighborhood is colorful. We have Norwegian, we have Sweden, we have Americans, we have Israeli Jewish, we have Israeli Arabs. And also it's very clean here, it's very accessible to everything. I feel that I live in a village, but in the center of the city.
And Bashir says he gets something here for the taxes that he pays. In the Arab neighborhoods, the roads are scarred with potholes and garbage collection is sporadic. Bashir insists his decision to buy here wasn't political, but when pushed, he admits that if he moves, he won't sell to a Jew. Some rabbis have called the trend of Arabs moving into Jewish neighborhoods a demographic war. They've even forbidden Jews who sell to Arabs from attending synagogue. But Bashir says Jews shouldn't fear a Palestinian takeover. It's widely recognized that while some neighborhoods like his are mixed, the vast majority remain segregated. And even the mixed neighborhoods are overwhelmingly Jewish. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, East Jerusalem.